Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
John O'Neill in Milford, Connecticut.
John O'Neill from Milford, Connecticut. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you.
Now, when I was a kid driving back and forth up here to Boston, we always used to pass Milford, and it seemed very exotic because it had Hialeah.
Yes. Hialeah is now gone.
Oh, that's a shame. So what else is there to do in Milford? Is it still life worth living there now that you no longer have Hialeah?
There are 17 miles of beaches.
There you go.
Very nice.
That'll make up for the lack of Hialeah.
That's right.
Did you used to go to see the Hialeah?
Once in a while. My grandmother liked it.
Great. Could you answer a question for me?
Sure.
What the hell is Hialeah?
It's a Basque game from Spain. They throw a ball back and forth.
Oh, that sounds like way fun.
That's way fun.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I am ready.
Here's your first limerick.
In Philly, the crowds got quite randy. The piñata we built was a dandy. But police held us back from giving a whack and releasing its 4 tons of...
candy.
Right. So Carnival Cruises had a great idea for a promotion. Invite everyone in Philadelphia to take a whack at the world's largest piñata. So they built a piñata 61 feet high, 60 feet long, 23 feet wide. They filled that sucker with 4 tons of candy. They raised it up above. They were just about to break the piñata with a wrecking ball. When someone in the police department looked at the piñata, the people under the piñata, and realized this was a dumb idea, even for Philly. Carnival said it was a disappointment. Sure, everyone's invited instead to their next promotion. They're going to blow up the world's largest toilet with a cherry bomb the size of a Buick.
The really dumb idea was blindfolding the guy swinging the wrecking ball.
Very good. Here is your next limerick.
The antelope mother decrees, "It is grand how my son runs and flees. He's the top of the boys, 'cause his legs make such noise. Just hear how he's clicking his
knees."
Yes. So you've been there. You're in a bar with your girlfriends, maybe, and suddenly there's an antelope standing next to you, giving you the glad eye, clicking its knees together. Thanks to researchers, now we know what that means. It turns out that eland antelope males show their sexual prowess by clicking their knees together, much like a peacock spreads its tail feathers, or human males find a reason to mention that they drive a BMW. Here is your last limerick.
Perhaps it's from hard household duties, or from cleaning some soft baby booties, or perhaps it's a curse that makes microbes diverse. Boys are right, though. The females have...
booties.
Cooties! Yes! Turns out that what everyone said in third grade is true, at least the boys said it. Girls do have cooties, or at least they have more cooties than boys do. According to a study at the University of Colorado in Boulder, women have significantly more microbes on their hands than men do. Not only do they have more, their microbes are also more diverse, and that diversity is not changed by washing the hands. The lead researchers, Dr. Calvin and Dr. Hobbs, said that the findings do not come as a surprise, and they, of course, recommended that everyone get a cootie shot.
Hey, how did you give cootie shots when you were little?
I gave cootie shots, or received cootie shots, in the classic miming the syringe, the two fingers and the thumb going through.
Oh, you must be from New Jersey.
I am.
We just had like a thumbs
up
thing.
Now that you remind me, in New Jersey, we actually used abandoned used syringes because they were so
and real
easy to find.
Right.
Yeah, in the streets of New Jersey. Carl, how did John do on our quiz?
3 correct answers, Peter. That makes John a winner.
Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Tracy Turnblad, this is...